Hurricane Harvey is wreaking havoc on the oil industry. It shuttered 22% of the nation's refining capacity as refineries along the Gulf Coast halted operations due to damage and flooding. Inside Energy's Amy Sisk looks at what this means for oil produced far from the path of the hurricane and how it's affecting gasoline prices.
Oil industry groups and state officials in North Dakota, the country's second biggest oil producer, say the hurricane isn't yet having a measurable impact. Instead, the impact is happening when oil leaves the state. Much of North Dakota's oil travels to the Midwest on pipelines. The same goes for oil out of Colorado and Wyoming. There, it's either turned into products like gasoline, or it's sent down to refineries in Texas or Louisiana. But with those Gulf refineries shut down,
you'll see increased refinery demand in the Midwest as it makes up for the loss of gasoline supply in the U.S. Gulf Coast here in the short term.
Nicole Leonard is with Platts Analytics Oil and Gas Consulting. She says it's also possible Western states could see more oil train traffic if companies choose to ship oil to West Coast refiners instead of to the Gulf.
The upside to Bakken producers, as well as Colorado and Wyoming producers, is that they still have access to rail infrastructure.
This would temporarily reverse a trend in these states in recent years. Transporting oil by rail had fallen way off as companies built new pipelines to get oil to market. A lot depends on how much damage refineries sustained in the storm, whether pipelines in the region stay shut down, and how quickly ports in the Gulf can open back up to export crude stored in the region.
Without the ability to do so, we have inventories growing here, and the value of our crude is lower because it's stuck.
If the price of crude continues to drop due to these disruptions, Leonard says it would affect producers in oil-rich states. Oil is currently worth $47 per barrel. If it drops below $40, producers won't be able to make a profit, and drilling new wells would likely taper off. While all this plays out, drivers are noticing a spike in gasoline prices. Gene LaDucer is with AAA in North Dakota.
There's plenty of gasoline out there in storage and ready to serve the needs. It's just that it's virtually impossible at this time to get that gasoline that's available to the markets where it's needed because of, you know, flooded roads and pipelines that are down and power outages and those types of issues.
As a result, the average gasoline price in the nation is the highest it's been all year at $2.45 per gallon. LaDucer says the jump in price is highest in eastern and southern states that get gasoline from the Gulf, where refineries and pipelines are shut down. Western states get their gasoline from other parts of the country, but they're still feeling an impact. In North Dakota, LaDucer says a gallon of gasoline has jumped 10 to 15 cents since Tuesday. And he thinks it may rise another 10 cents in the coming days, just in time for Labor Day weekend, when a lot of people are traveling.
Unfortunately, with the price spikes we're seeing, it could encourage some people to stay home. You know, once you start seeing your gasoline go up, you know, 10, 15, 20 cents or more, it might start to impact on your household budgets a little bit.
But he says the impact won't last too much longer. He expects prices to return to normal by mid-September. By then, analysts say some of the Gulf refineries should be back online and ports opened up, helping provide certainty to an industry where so much can be rattled by a force of nature. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.
For more oil news and other energy-related stories, check our website, insideenergy.org.